when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Good evening to all our precious Blood River Radio family out there. You know what? It is Labor Day. In fact, I was just talking about, actually Monday will be Labor Day, but this is Labor Day weekend. I was just talking about my wife the other day. It's the holidays have just gone to hell. The holidays just seem like another day, just like any other day. And it's just, I guess it's just like everything else in this country and in the world's gone to hell. Anyway, people, you're listening to Blood River Radio. That's right, Blood River Radio. We always pride ourselves on. We used to say we are the only radio media I know in the United States, if not the world, that we have dedicated ourselves. We have sworn on the altar of God to fight evil, to fight the devil, and to fight global white genocide with every cell in our body. And that's what we've always done. That's what we continue to do. And people, before we go another step further, you know, this is a Christian radio show. I said it's Labor Day, and here's something else we always say. We give the date. It's just what we do. It is September the 2nd, and if you're our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Almighty God, 2023, there is no name under the sun which man can be saved other than Jesus Christ Almighty. And that's just the way we roll around here, folks. People, if you will, you also know this, we always say the prayer. And so, if you will, just bow your head and bear with me for a second. We're going to say a quick little prayer. It may be quick, but it's going to be sincere. Almighty God, Almighty Father, the God of Abel, the God of Enoch. Enoch walked with God, and he was no more. The God of Elijah, the God of Elijah, the God of the God of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the God of Timothy, the God of Bartholomew, the God of James. The God of the centurion who told Jesus that he said, sir, if you will just come, if you will heal my servant, I would be very grateful to you. And Jesus said, well, I will go to take me to your house and I will see your servant. He said, I'm paraphrasing this. The centurion told Jesus, he says, I'm a commander of men. I have great authority. If I tell men go this way, they go that way. If I tell men go that way, go that way. If I tell them to come back, they come back. He said, sorry. He said, you don't need to come to my house. You're a man of great authority. If you just speak the word and my servant shall be healed. Jesus Christ said, I have not seen such great faith, not even among the elect of Israel. That's true. So people who are saved by the grace, my grace through faith and grace alone, least any man should boast. Your good deeds are likened to filthy rags in the eyes of the Lord. That's right. So anyway, Lord, we do come to you in faith. We ask you to bear with us in this world where it's such a heck of a shape right now, Lord. And I know you know all about it. Hope, Lord, you will knock the scales off of people's eyes here in the United States and indeed the world and bring them to their knees if you have to, Lord. Bring them back to Christianity. Make them see that you are the only true God. Make them see that there's only one way to heaven, oh Lord, and that's through your Son, through the precious blood, saving blood of Jesus Christ. Though our sins be as scarlet, Lord, if we accept your Son's gift of eternal life, our sins will be wiped as clean. Even though they be scarlet, they'll be wiped away. They'll become as white as snow. Lord, I'll also ask you to stay with Blood River Radio, with Liberty News Radio. I would like you to look out for all of our good people who went through this horrendous storm down there in Florida. Biscuit and Jay, If you will, be with them, Lord. We'll talk more about Jay later and see if we can't do something, get some funds for them. But anyway, Lord, help us always ride to the sound of the gunfire. Never let us shirk our duty. Never let us show any one ounce of cowardice, and let us always do your will. I ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. I would ask Brand to say the prayer, but his phone line may be a little bit iffy right now. People, with this first hour, because a quick outline. Once again, I'd like to say happy Labor Day. And before I forget, we had a, I was going out for an 18-mile run today. We're a family here, and we always let our people know what we're doing. I've been having this SVT, the supraventricular tachycardia, lately, but I've been soldier known through, did a 13-mile run today. I cut it short. I was going to do 18. I'll do 18 next week. But anyway, I made myself lose my train of thought. Like I said, we got break. Here's the outline. We had a run. Also, we had a run early, real early this morning. Started at 4 o'clock for Eliza Fletcher, the precious lady who was ambushed. She was beaten to a pulp. She was dragged into a van. She was carried off to a field in South Memphis, close to where I grew up, in my old stomping grounds, in a really rough part of town. She was raped, and she was thrown away like a sack of garbage. So we had a run for her in her honor. It was Eliza Fletcher. It was nationwide news. Indeed, it was worldwide news when that happened Labor Day that last year, the Labor Day weekend. And it was over 1,500 people showed up to that run. So anyway, it's a very, very emotional thing. I'm sure it's what it was, but anyway, people, that's the outline. It's going to be me and Rand, the old Alabama Lone Wolf, on the first hour. The second hour, Miss Monica's coming in. She's got some blockbuster news she wants to tell you about the police state making her a little visit, you know, probably trying to throw a little scare in her. The third hour is going to be the bitter ender himself, Gene Andrews. He's going to be coming in, and he always has wonderful stuff. But anyway, right now, me and Rand are going to take off. And what I'm going to do is, before we go to the break, oh, by the way, I'm going to tell you, people, please keep Jay and his family in your prayers. Their entire system was knocked out. We're being broadcasted through Utah. Sam, the big kahuna, the owner of Liberty News Radio, is carrying us tonight. I talked to Jay yesterday and little Lizzie, and they're doing good, but they got tore up pretty good down there. And a biscuit is in Florida, but he didn't get tore up quite so bad. So thank God that God did look out for those two great families, and it could have been worse. But anyway, we hope they come back soon, and hope they're not put under any undue difficulties. And people, while I'm at it, before I forget this, I'm gonna go ahead and get off my chest. I'm sure that Jay and his family could use some help, financial help. I don't have his address here, but I know Sam does. If you want to send a donation to help Jay and our people, you can send the money to libertynewsradio.com and put a note in there for Jay. They take a hell of a beating down there, and they do one hell of a job for them on this for us every week. There's like family there. I do consider them family. So if you will, people, I know money's tight nowadays, but once again, if you have any spare money, if you'd like to contribute to those precious people, send it to libertynewsradio.com. Right, Sam? Libertynewsradio.com. And put a note on there. And put the donate button and put a note on there for Jay. And I can guarantee, double damn to you, you get it. If you can't remember to do that, you send it to Blood River Radio, and you get the post office boxes there. But just send it, if you can, send it to Liberty News. And I'm sure they'll appreciate it. Anyway, people, we've got about 3 minutes before we go to the break, so I'm gonna lay the little groundwork right here. I'm not gonna talk about. Well, I did want to talk about Viktor Orbán, but I see where Nancy, if she comes on the second hour, she wants to talk about this. But here's how I'm gonna lay some stuff out. The enemy that we have attacking us here in the United States, it's a global enemy. It's global. And we all know who he's controlled by. It's Satan, the devil. It's run by the devil's officer corps. You know something else, people? I was listening to a quote that, the Italian dictator, Benito Mussolini, he said that real fascism, he said it would probably be better, more accurately described as corporatism. you know, and believe it or not, I'm going to a point. Fascism is when the government and the great transnational corporations are in together. And here in the United States, if Mussolini was right, we have a corporatism where the corporatism controls the government. In Italy, the government controlled the corporations, but it was an incestuous relationship between the gigantic, in today's terms, you would say the Fortune 500 companies. That's who rules us. Our Congress and our Senate, they're just window dressing. I know most of the people that listen to us here on this program know that better than I do, probably. But I mean, it's just, you know, when you're voting for a senator, a congressman, or president, whatever, even nowadays, even to a governor, what you're doing, you're voting for a representative that's been installed by these gigantic corporations because they control all the money. They control trillions. And so that's who we're fighting against. You know, Victor, and I'm going to go ahead and talk about Victor Orban. Victor Orban, he laid it out pretty good. He said, not long ago, he said that NATO, their strategy, NATO, the United Nations, he says, is a replacement strategy for NATO, the EU. People, I hear the music. We're going to go to a break, and I'm going to set the table. And just after this next segment, we'll bring old Rand in. We'll let him play. We'll let him knock it in. Be right back, folks.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death. Like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
This is Attorney Jason Robb, General Counsel of the Knights Party based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more by listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Dear Blood River Radio people, family, thank you so much for hanging on during the break. Anyway, I'm going to go right back where I was. One thing I forgot to do, people, was I got in kind of a hurry. I didn't name our donors. And like we said before, our donors are precious. We could not get by without them. We have a very few that are loyal. They're just rock solid, and they never forget us. But the people who donated this past week, was our buddy, the Bearded Wonder, Rich Hamlin. Rich Hamlin said a really nice donation. He really did. He couldn't have come at a better time. So thank you. We always call him the Bearded Wonder. And also we have Chuck of Missouri. I won't give his last name because I don't think he would mind, but I better not. Hadn't heard from Chuck in a long time, but Chuck sent a very nice donation. Couldn't come at a better time. And also, Old Biscuit. Even though Biscuit's place got ripped up down there in Florida, I'll be doggone if he did not miss sending a donation to us. And I'd like to thank you three guys so much for sending that donation. It could not have come at a better time. And I couldn't thank you too much. Anyway, people, we're talking about, before we went to the break, we're talking about some of the stuff that Viktor Orbán said. And if I get my notes here unstraightened, he said that the strategy of NATO and the EU, their strategy, and I would also say the United Nations, and without the United States, the United States could get up if they say, if the United States said no more NATO, no more Euro, European Union, no more United Nations, it'd be gone tomorrow. I agree with Viktor Orbán there. So who you're really looking at, these are really front organizations put forth by the United States. But, and we all know who runs the United States. It's the Sons of Abraham. They're identified really good in St. John 8:44, and also in the third chapter of Galatians. But anyway, he says, and I agree with him wholeheartedly, that replacement theory, the replacement strategy. Their strategy is to replace, pretty much to dilute out the population of the traditional white Christian nations, Poland, the Ukraine. They want to get rid of Russia, Germany, the United States, Canada, Australia, et cetera, et cetera. That's what they want to do. And they want to replace them with, like, and he said, with the LGBTQ plus populace. And he said, Putin has said pretty much the same thing. He said that what you see now in Hungary, he said Hungary is one of the oldest European civilizations in the world. They've been around for 1,000, probably 1,100 years. They've had a common language, a common religion, common customs. Excuse my voice, y'all. It's kind of weak. It has been for 6 weeks ever since I had that bout of SVT. Anyway, they're very strong on Hungary. They're very strong on family. They're very, like I said, they're very strong, have a very strong Christian base. And they, if I'm not mistaken, I know that Putin in Russia has, they have passed laws, his Russia, outlawing the LGBT, all that crap, all that garbage. Well, Viktor Orbán in Hungary had done the same thing. And he said, if you read between the lines, he said, that's what the war is all about, because he said that we all know this too. In the Ukraine, he said that there's been tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of Ukrainians have been just slaughtered in the meat grinding war that's going on over there. And he said the whole thing is, and we said this before, the whole strategy of the international Jewry, who owns, and let's, and we're going to prove this, folks, later on. I was talking to Monica earlier. Anytime you think that Jews don't have any control, we're going to show you that anything you can possibly think of in the United States, in the world, is Jew. It's just the same thing as, do we always quote Dave Gehary? Dave Gehary of Money Tree Publishing told me, he said, it's always Jews all the time. And they are their father, the devil. Now they can get converted over and become a Christian, but it's very rare that they do that. Anyway, back to the thing. Back to this thing. That's what's going on over there. And I got some other notes over here. And our other enemy. I'm going on down here. Here's my notes right over here. I don't want to look. Okay, I want to get this in. I really do. If it takes me a second, I also come up with this. We talked about globalism, a corporatism, like I said, fascism. It's you know, we don't have, it's not fascism or communism so much. It's we have a corporatism. So, in order for us to reverse the process, and the process I'm trying to say, I got to hurry up because we got to bring Rand in. If you look around, you see we have children, pre-KK, I mean, 2 and 3 years old, that are being evangelized to by these cross-dressing freaks, these homosexual freaks. They're going into the schools with story time hour and preaching the wonderful virtues of being a homosexual, of being a sodomite. That's going on, you know. And if the parents object to that, it's been documented, they send the FBI on the parents that could object to that. Also, if you look behind the fake illegal currency we have in the United States, it's going to get worse. The income tax, the IRS, the endless government departments. We can't vote any of the people out. I mean, have you ever voted on the EPA, the Forest Service, the Department of Health, Education, and Welfare, the NEA, the ADL, the SPLC? None of that. Our elections are bogus. Your vote counts are absolutely zero the way it is right now. So anyway, in other words, I've got to hurry up because I'm taking longer than I really want to. This replacement theory they got, this replacement thing they got on over there in the Ukraine, in Western Europe, in the United States, it's the same replacement theory that the Bolshevik Jews had in the Soviet Union when they went in to the Ukraine men and installed what they call their Holodomor. When they got through butchering and starving to death 8 to 12 million people, somewhere between that, the figures have not really been settled on, they brought people in from other parts of Asia and other parts in the far Europe to replace those people in Ukraine because they were hard-headed farmers. You know, I could go on and on and on, but our enemy, if you want to know who the enemy is, and we talk about corporatism, pick the head of the Fortune 500 companies. Pick the head of the Fortune 500 bankers. Anybody that's high up in the Bilderbergers, the World Economic Forum, the heads of state, even going all the way down to governors. And I mentioned United Nations, NATO, and the military. Our military has been completely taken over and woke. But we could go on, and I know the solution. I'll tell you right before I don't want to get out of line, but we have to turn our back. We have to get back to Christ. If we can't get Jesus Christ on our side, we cannot reverse this Satan system, this satanic New World Order system that's going on. In fact, people, I got kind of out of line, a little bit out of line there, and I already used up too much time. So, Rand, if you will, brother, come in and take pretty much the rest of this hour and take off from what I said and anything else you want.
Well, I agree with one thing 110% is we got to have Jesus Christ and we got to be led by him and we got to do it his way. And I do have total confidence that he will lead us out of this mess that we seem to be in worldwide. And as far as that war in Ukraine, in my opinion, it could end today, it could end tonight, it could end tomorrow simply by the United States saying, we're finished. We're not supporting this any way, shape, form, or fashion anymore. We're out of here, and that war would be over overnight. But that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen because, and I've said this before, the leadership in this country, they're bound and determined to push this perverted society all over the world. It's not just good enough in certain cities and certain areas and blah, blah, blah. It's got to be all over the world. And we know who runs this government of the United States, Eddie. You just said it. We know who runs it. And let me just say, if you don't...
Rand, if you don't hear the music or not, but... Dear people of Blood River Radio family, we've got to go to a quick break. We'll come right back to Rand as soon as this break's over with. So hang on.
pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News. I'm Tim Berg. President Biden is in Florida surveying hurricane damage, but he's not being joined by Governor Ron DeSantis. After landing in Gainesville, Biden boarded Marine One for an aerial tour of areas hit by the hurricane. This as people continue to clean up, and Red Cross spokesman Jay Bonifay tells Fox News that there would not be recovery work without the effort and courage and support of the community.
You see the people and the resiliency that they have, and the and just their desire to recover and to stay and to be able to recover and just deal with this traumatic situation.
New federal leases for wind turbines in the Gulf of Mexico aren't attracting much interest from investors.
The Bureau of Ocean Energy Management wrapped up auctions this week for three lease areas off the Gulf Coast of Louisiana and Texas. Only one of those sites attracted any interest at all, and only two bids came in for that lease site. Inflation, supply chain issues, sudden calm winds, and hurricane threats in the Gulf all combined to lessen investor interest. Still, the single off-sea wind farm bid is expected to power over 430,000 U.S. homes and create hundreds of jobs. I'm Ryan Daniels.
A new poll is out showing just how many people believe President Trump is the one to take on President Joe Biden.
The new Morning Consult poll found 62% of potential primary voters believe Trump has the best chance of any Republican of beating President Biden in the general election. That's an increase of 9% from a previous poll. The survey was conducted after last week's Republican primary debate and Trump's arrest in Georgia, in which his mugshot was taken and released. I'm John Schaefer.
Former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson is dead at the age of 75. The former governor dying in his sleep Friday night. This is USA News.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives.
Treatment helped me get my life back. I was so addicted, the only person I could focus on was myself and what I needed. I hit rock bottom and lost everything. Through treatment, I was able to overcome those demons and focus on my family again.
I used until I overdosed and almost died. That was the end of the road for me. After seeking treatment, I now have hope. I learned skills that help me deal with life on life's terms.
800-932-1745. 800-932-1745. 800-932-1745. That's 800-932-1745.
The Venus is a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off. You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Well, do you feel lucky, punk? Well, I'll tell you what, we feel lucky around here anytime we're on the air because no matter what happens during the week, we feel like if we could just make it to the air, then everything's going to smooth out and everything's going to be okay. Well, listen, anyway, before we went to the break, I'm going to add one more thing for Rand to chew on, because plus with along with everything else he's going to chew on. Years ago, I made a talk, gave a talk, and I said we have to do what we have to do to reel these people in. We have to operate on a constitutional system with a constitutional sheriff, a constitutional policy, constitutional district attorney, and a grand jury. But I've changed that thinking. It has to be a God system. It has to be based on God. I really don't like, after reading the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, they left out, it just stands out now. They left out the name, the one name that matters of all. They left out Jesus Christ. I think we should operate to get control of the system. And we need to start at like the county level, Rand. And we do need to organize legally a God-based, we don't need a Declaration of Independence. We don't need a constitution or a Articles of Confederation. We don't need any of that crap. All we need is the Bible and the Holy Spirit in our heart, and we'll know what's right and wrong. And I could go further into that and prove it scripturally, but we don't have time. But we do on a countywide level. We do need to kick these scumbags out, the people like our district attorney here in Shelby County who's been installed by George Soros, and he's just letting these criminals run rampant. They're totally out of control, but we need to have it on a county level, a county biblical sheriff, so to speak. It could be some other type of official backed up by the citizenry, armed to the teeth. We need to have our own judges, our own court system. And then we, and Sam said something, but he's kind of, I couldn't, what was that you say, Sam? Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, we'll go. I'll go right back to Randy in a second. Anyway, we need to issue subpoenas, and we need to send out arrest warrants to all these people I just named, the Fortune 500 people, the NATO people, the military, et cetera, and bring them to trial. It's going to get bloody. It would get bloody because, you know, all we got to do is look back at what happened to Holodomor. Look what happened with what the communists did in the Soviet Union. 66 million killed, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, Rand, go ahead. You take up the rest of the hour, Rand. You go ahead and cut loose, buddy.
Well, thank you, Eddie. And just to wrap up what I was saying about the war in Ukraine and who's really behind it, of course, it's an American Jewish-led war. Over there, and like I said, it could be over real quick if the United States and their Jew allies would just back off and let things run its natural course over there. I never thought that the Russians wanted to invade Ukraine. They don't want to take Ukraine, but they do want to protect their livelihood. They want to protect their border, and they want to protect their interest over there, as they should. They should always. But, you know, there's laws in many countries, and I'm not a lawyer, and I don't claim to be the smartest cookie in the jar, but there's laws all over the country, including America, about being anti-Jewish. And, I mean, if you say something against a Jew, I mean, people, you most likely going to be censored, you're going to be blackballed, you're going to be overlooked, even in your own communities. But there's no laws that I know of that do those same things and people have the same reactions to as to being anti-white. I wonder why that is. I mean, there's no kind of blowback whatsoever for somebody else being anti-white. And, you know, it seems to me, fellas, that all peoples, put their people first, except white people. And I don't understand that either. I don't understand what it takes to make whites be proud to be white, stand up and say, I'm proud to be white, and not feel bad about it. Just because I get out here and say, I'm proud to be white, I'm proud to come from a white heritage, that doesn't necessarily mean that I hate all other races. I mean, you know, it's funny, and I hope I'm not misunderstood saying this, but, you know, our Father in Heaven, they want to talk about races. Our Father in Heaven is to me, is the ultimate racist. He created them all, and in Genesis said he created them, and it was very good. And why the white race can't be equal in standing up for itself as other races, it just blows my mind, and it just makes me wonder how did this happen? It's been a slow process over the years, indoctrination, brainwashing, the television. All the programming things to put in people's head to make them hate themselves and make them feel bad about themselves. But it's just I just don't get it, because in my mind, in my heart, I can be proud to be who I am, and I can, and what's wrong with me wanting to mix and mingle with my own people? I mean, why do I have to bring in some other race to prove that I'm not racist? Why can't I have be a part of a group that's all white or whatever, and it not be frowned upon? I mean, I'm not talking about a group of people that's planning to go out and kill a bunch of people. Let me ask you this. If any of us on the radio here, Eddie, any of the listeners, Sam, let's say we're at an ATM in Atlanta, Georgia, are you really going to be concerned about a white supremacist coming up and robbing you?
No way, Jose.
I don't think so. If I'm in downtown Memphis at a gas station, I'm not worried about being carjacked by a white supremacist. I don't know. But one other thing I want to bring up, while I kind of had the flow, if I could, I just read where they're getting ready to bring this the same old ones, Al Sharpton, the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. family, the ADL. Well, now they're planning on bringing this hate crime summit to Jacksonville, Florida. Of course, Jacksonville, or at least the suburb, I think it's called Newtown or something, is where that gunman went in and killed those three blacks in the dollar store down there. I think a week ago, maybe a week and a half ago. It hadn't been long. But anyway, they're going to beat the drum, and they already got this character down there named Wales Todd, who rallies around every Friday down there somewhere to protest against the monuments, and his little group is called Take 'Em Down Jax, J-A-X. And, of course, they want to get rid of the monuments and all that. I mean, like those monuments, they really hurting something. But they also bring DeSantis into this, too, because they say that things that come out of DeSantis' mouth, such as, you know, speaking out against the wokeness and, you know, maybe speaking out against the Black Lives Matter somewhat or whatever, that fuels this hatred for those evil white men. That fuels that, and that makes them go out and do all these things. And they got to put a stop to it, so they're going to have this big summit and all get ready. So you'll hear more about that, I'm sure, in days to come. Down there. But something else that I wanted to bring up too is back in 2017, y'all remember the Times Square driver that drove through the crowd and killed an 18-year-old young lady and injured her 13-year-old sister and probably about a couple of dozen more. Well, they're going to turn him loose. Well, I don't know if they're exactly going to turn him loose, but they found him not responsible. So I think he's got to go through some evaluation and this kind of thing. And let's remember now, after he did that, he fled the scene. And after he was apprehended, he said to the authorities, "I wanted to kill them all. I wanted to kill them."
Oh, Ren, we got to go to our last break this hour. Folks, we'll be right back to Ren as soon as this little commercial breaks over. See you in a few minutes, folks.
During our war for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, "If those people," referring to the dictatorial federal government, "if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home." As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee, 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church. A congregation of God's covenant people, informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ had been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these this means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money, as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the Courts of Divine Justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for hanging on. This hour is going fast like it just about always does. I love our music. But anyway, we're going to go right back to Rand. I'm going to make this one quick comment. In my opinion, there's one thing that would solve all this this racism, especially that would it would get rid of these evil white people that are making life just a miserable hell for all these blacks and all these millions and millions and millions of non-whites that are pouring across the border, even as we speak. It's just such a hell here for them. We're just so damn evil. I don't know why they keep coming here, but here's what would solve it. A white nationalism and a black nationalism. Let them have their stinking country. We can have ours. We'll separate. We'll go our separate ways. No hard feelings. And then anything that goes wrong, the blacks can't blame on whitey. And then we can get rid of, like here in Memphis, Tennessee, we would get rid of just about all of our violent crime. That's totally, totally off the scale. I mean, I'm going to tell you these things right here I'm getting ready to tell you about happen every stinking day and night in Memphis. You see carloads of black thugs. They go through red lights, people. They don't slow up, and they're hanging out the windows with AR-15s. They're kidnapping white people in what used to be elite sections, like here in Memphis, Germantown. If you had to ask how much is the rent, you couldn't afford it. The crime's out of control. And this communist district attorney we have will not put them in jail unless they, I think it's anything less than murder. It's got to be murder, like murder one. You go in and you get this, people, and I'm going to go right back to Rand. You go, what you do, you sign a document that you'll appear on your own cognizance. So you'll be free on your honor. You'll come back. Because people, you know what? Bond, it's racist to issue somebody who's like aggravated assault. Well, they can't. They're so poor and so bad off. They should be allowed to commit aggravated assault, robbing liquor stores, carjacking, because they can't afford the bond. Well, I say, we're so evil. I say, let's go our separate ways. And let's have our own call white country and get the hell them out of their country. They have their own white country, and they won't be bothered with us anymore. They will not be held down and discriminated against and thwarted in their wonderful abilities. We know these, all their intellectuals, these Rhodes scholars, these all these scientists and mathematical wonders. The sky would be a limit for them if they could just get rid of us. So I say we separate. That's the only solution, is a nationalist country, white nationalist country, black nationalist country. It's never going. That's the only way to stop it. Balkanization has never ever worked. Go ahead, Rand.
Yeah, I'd go for that, Brother Eddie. But just another comment or two about this Richard Rojas, R-O-J-A-S, ever what his name is, the one that run through the crowd in Times Square, killing the 18-year-old, injuring her sister badly, and a dozen more. The one reason I bring that up is to compare to, like, James Fields. You know, this person, Rojas, he gets evaluated and determined not responsible, And then you got a fella like James Fields, who was driving in a crowd and attacked by a bunch of angry leftists with long guns and everything else, that probably panicked, most likely panicked, and, you know, unfortunately did run over it, and a young lady was killed. But what's he got? He's got like 1,000 years. He'll never get out. He'll never get out of the penitentiary. And more likely, this guy that run through Times Square, even after he goes to evaluation and all, he will eventually be turned loose, probably sooner than later. And I'd like to say another thing too. And this is kind of
a super point, Ren. Right. That's a great point. We need to talk about that more often. That's a great point. Well, go ahead, Ren.
Yeah, and just something else that's kind of on my mind is kind of along the same lines that shows the double standard in the country. And this is kind of going back to the Charlottesville. You know, when Trump, you know, at the end of Trump's term, you know, he pardoned some people. But they wasn't people like me and you, Eddie. They were rappers and such as that, you know. But he could have pardoned those young men that simply just defended themselves in Charlottesville that are still sitting in the penitentiary. Because Trump knows the truth about that, and he could have pardoned those. And then you got the ones, you know, or the Black Lives Matter that looted the cities. What in 2020 was it? 2020
burned them to the ground.
How many of those are sitting in the penitentiary now? And I know we talked about this before, but it bears repeating again, especially to new listeners. What about the Negro that hit Harold Cruz upside the head?
Correct.
With that mat light? I saw that injury. That should have been attempted murder. And what's he do? He gets GoFundMe, you know, gets a bunch of new tennis shoes, blows about $100,000. You know, for all I know, the Joker's probably in jail for something else now. But he got away with that just clean, with no repercussions at all whatsoever. And that hippie report, how do you not be able to bring? I heard y'all talking about this last week with Dr. Hill and Brother Dixon, Sam Dixon, about how do you not allow that report by their own investigators not
to be report
in court? I mean, it's such a damn double standard. I mean, if people don't wake up, we don't have a chance in the justice system. So if you think you're going to change anything through the justice system, maybe still at very local levels, you might get a fair trial. But you look, you think me or you or Sam going to get a fair trial anywhere in Atlanta, Georgia? You think we're going to get a fair trial anywhere in Memphis, Tennessee, Detroit, Michigan, anywhere like the Birmingham, Alabama, Montgomery, Alabama? Probably, you know, you ain't going to get a fair trial now. I mean, it's all but lost. I know we said this before, but the double standard is so obvious and so upside down. I just don't know. I don't see how much more people can tolerate of it. I'll just be honest with you. I don't know what it's going to take to finally make them say, by gosh, we're tired of this. We're not the bad people. We're fixing to stand up for what's right. We're going to get out in the streets and we're going to do it. And I'm not talking about going out and starting an armed revolution or anything like that. But by George, I'm talking about standing up and being a man and saying enough is enough. This is our daggum country, really. Our forefounders carved out this daggum wilderness into a place that we could live, and it was supposed to be for us. And we're tired of standing back and just letting it be took away from us by these daggum leftists, maniacs, perverted, twisted mind, like y'all said, led it by Satan. It's definitely demonic. We got to take a stand. We got to trust in our Lord. We got to say, Jesus, take us by the hand, lead us, show us what to do, give us the strength and the courage to do it, and he'll be with us as long as we include him and do it his way. it's no doubt in my mind we could have victory. And I give it back to the hour, Eddie.
You've laid a lot out there. You know, here's what something Dr. Hill said. I've got the quote. He said that on reforming the United States will not work. And he's 1,000% right. For one simple reason, those most in need of reform control all the institutional avenues to reform. The presidency, they control the Congress, the courts, the bureaucracy, the banks, the media, the educational system, and I would add the pharmaceutical systems, the World Health Organizations, and the Food and Drug Administration. They own it all. The banks, they own everything, and they're not going. They're not going to be reformed out of their power, of their positions they have of wealth. And it's that simple. There is no reforming this system. And Rand, you laid out there is no. I mean, it's got to be abundantly clear. And I know we've said this 100 times, but I'm going to repeat myself. If these people, if these communists, and make no mistake, we have had a full-blown corporatist, still Nazism, fascism, it's corporatism, a communist type. It's a corporatism, but it's also communist. It's communist in structure. We've been completely taken over, and we really have been pretty much taken over, actually, since the First World War, or maybe before that. But anyway, what are you going to do with the so-called legal system, with the judicial system? It's just a farce. It has to be torn down and rebuilt in the best way we can, the most peaceful, legalistic way we can, like I say, with a God system. But if people, we've got to realize, we've got to stand up and realize it's going to get worse. It's getting worse and worse and worse. I can name 1,000 ways that's going to get worse. Just one thing's kind of scary is they're getting ready to go to a complete digital, a Federal Reserve digital coin. It can be programmed where you can spend it. You'll be only allowed to spend your money in a certain geographical area, buy certain items. But it's not going to work. And it's going to get worse. And if people will not wake up, Rand, until they start going into the concentration camps. Back to you, Rand.
Well, I tell you, Eddie, in closing, I see the white society, not only in this country, but in Europe and other places, we're in the same situation that those Russians are in.
Yes.
Right now.
Controlled by the same people.
Yes, and they're being pushed to the brink of having to do something that they really don't want to do, that I believe that in all my heart. And that's no different. That white people are being pushed to the brink of doing things that they really don't want to do. But you know what? Sooner or later, we're going to have to do them, because like what you said, Eddie, they took over these institutions. They're not going to give them up. They're not going to give up this power. I mean, they already put the only competition that they've got for the next president. They fixing to put him in the penitentiary. I mean, so you're not going to go down a voting way.
Crime. They locked him up for uttering and publishing. That's the same way they locked up the electorates in Michigan. They locked them up for uttering, for saying that they thought the election was rigged, and for signing documents before they could become new electorates. So they said if uttering and publishing was a felony, they got them in prison for I don't know how many years. And so I don't know how anybody can go ahead, Rand. Rand, looks like your Blood River Radio audience, looks like we run completely out of time. We're getting ready to transition to the second hour. We're going to bring on my little sister, Monica Braveheart. And we don't know if Nancy's going to be able to make it or not, but we're going to get by. Be right back, folks.